60 seconds, three contestants, one prize. And the clock.
And the clock.
It's ticking.
It's ticking. Oh, don't know. Guess.
Fast.
Fast.
Fast. Fast.
It's time to play Mooney's Tuesday Quiz.
Yes, it's Tuesday. This is Mooney. So what does that mean? Well, it's Mooney's Tuesday's quiz, of course. And we have a terrific prize up for grabs today. Katrina, what is the prize?
Marty, the prize is it's a prize to the two-night weekend break for two adults sharing a superior guest room in the Galgorm Resort and Spa in Antrim. You get breakfast on both mornings of your stay, a four-course dinner on an evening of your choice, and access to the thermal spa with its infinity hydrotherapy pool, outdoor jacuzzi pool. Lovely prize for the winner. Runners-up get a copy of Wildflowers of Ireland by Zoe Devlin, and everyone who takes part gets a Mooney watch.
Sounds fantastic. Let's go to player one.
Player one is Camillus Perry, and he is from Ashboy in County Meath.
Good afternoon, Camillus.
Good afternoon, Marty. How are you?
Very well indeed. Thank you very much. I believe you're a soccer referee.
Oh, yes.
And do you referee every weekend?
Yes, in the Meath District League.
Excellent, excellent. So we can't convert you over to the GAA, can we?
No, I tried that once or twice, but the rules aren't very defined in GAA.
we could debate that on another occasion, Camillus.
Oh, anyway. I know.
Anyway, the very best of luck. Camillus Perry from Ashboy, County Meath. This is your question. Start now. Can you complete this advertising slogan? Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's...
Pass.
Pass. What holiday is celebrated in the US on the fourth Thursday in November?
Thanksgiving.
Can you give me the title of this song? Won't you pick the pieces up, 'cause it
feels just like I'm over. No, sorry, pass.
Who wrote this line? Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Williams Woodward.
The band McFly were named after a character in what classic 80s movie?
Back to Future.
Minsk is the capital of what country?
Minsk. Pass.
Can you name this Irish musician?
Pass.
Who suffered... Your time is up, actually. The clock is...
sorry, yeah.
If this is new to you, Camilla, this is new to me as well. So we're both in
too,
it.
Yeah.
Katrina's here with us, and we'll give you the result very shortly. Now, mm-hmm. Thank you, Camilla. Oh.
And player number two, Marty, is Fiona May, and she is in... Well, she's actually on her way from Mayo to Dublin as we speak.
Okay, good afternoon, Fiona.
Hi, Marty.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I believe, are you from Ashford, Cong, County Mayo?
That's correct. That
beautiful
little village, yes, absolutely.
And I know you're en route from Mayo to Dublin, but rumour has reached Dublin 4 here that you may well be immigrating to Australia.
Well, returning to Australia, yeah, I'm an Australian citizen and I'm going back to work, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hopefully not in the immediate future, are you?
Well, I'm going off in a few weeks now, Marty. I'm going to be in the Gold Coast for Christmas, and I'm going to be in Sydney for the New Year, and then it's back to work.
And what are you going to be working, or who are you going to be working with?
I'm going to be working out in the middle of the desert in central Australia with the Aboriginals. I'm a nurse. I'll be working out there as a nurse.
Well, the very best of luck in your career, and the very best of luck in the quiz.
Thanks. I'm quite nervous because I probably won't get one right, but should we
Listen,
give it a go anyway?
Don't worry. It's only you and me here, so don't worry a thing.
Right.
Okay, now remember, I forgot to say it's the first correct answer or you can pass.
Cool.
So thanks. Here we go. Clock starts now. Can you name the brand behind this advertising slogan? Because you're worth it.
Because you're worth it is... L'Oreal.
What Maori war dance do the All Blacks perform before every rugby match?
The Haka.
Can you give me the title of this song?
I never knew I missed you. Now I know what I must do.
Walking back to happiness.
And you can sing, Fiona. Okay, what poetic couple went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat?
Oh, the owl and the pussycat.
The Aswan Dam prevents flooding along which river?
Oh, pass.
According to George Bernard Shaw, what is wasted on the young?
Youth.
Can you name this Irish musical group?
Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine, teach me so.
No, the Coronas. No, I don't know.
It used to be called Persia. I've started, so I've finished. I always want to say that on the radio. It used to be called Persia. What is it called now?
Persia is now... I know this one, and it won't come to me. Persia was... Was it Malaysia? No. No.
We will tot up your score, Fiona May. Stay driving and drive safely. Okay, who's our third contestant?
Player number three, Marty, is Ian Carroll, and he is in Finglas in Dublin.
Good afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon, Marty. How are you?
Very well. That's not a lovely Dublin accent. Where are you from?
It's not. I'm from Birmingham in the UK a long time ago.
Okay, well, you're very welcome to the Mooney Show.
Thanks very
much. You're our player number three. First answer is accepted or you pass, okay?
Okay,
so
thank
you. So here we go. The clock starts now, Ian. Can you name the brand behind this advertising slogan, Just Do It?
Nike.
The daughter of the Prophet Muhammad shares her name with the location of a Portuguese shrine to the Virgin Mary. What is it?
Fatima.
Can you give me the title of this song?
Walk of Life.
How many lines are there in a sonnet?
14.
In which country can you find the region of Patagonia?
South America.
What kind of animal is the Looney Tunes character Speedy Gonzalez?
Pass.
Can you name this Irish musician?
Galileo.
Damien Dempsey.
According to the inventor Thomas Edison, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% what?
Look.
What bee is a type of coloured headwear that comes from a Hindu word meaning tie?
Pass.
What organisation did doctors Venkman, Stance and Springler set up in 1984?
Could you just repeat that, please?
What organisation did doctors Venkman, Stance and Springler set up in 1984?
Pass.
Okay.
The IVF?
We're going to have to take your first call there. That's the pass. Katrina is doing all the figures. Now, Katrina, do we have a winner?
We have a winner, Marty. Player one was Camillus Perry in Athboy. Questions didn't suit him today. He got 2 out of 7. Ian Carroll in Finglas ended up with a score of 4 out of 10. But our winner, who's off to the Galgorm Resort in County Antrim, is Fiona May from Ashford in County Mayo. So well done, Fiona.
Well
and runners-up prizes of Wildflowers of Ireland and Mooney watches going out to everybody else.
Well done, Fiona May, on your way from Mayo to Dublin.